I'm Paul Harris, proud to have you along every afternoon on News Talk 1120 KMOX. A little over a year ago, Bob Newhart was on with me when his memoir came out in print. It's called I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This and Other Things That Strike Me as Funny. It was such a bestseller that it has come out now in paperback, and I'm happy to welcome him back to the show. Hi, Bob.
Thank you, Paul.
That's one of America's most famous phrases right there. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. I hope I don't go down in history as being known for Hi, Bob.
No, you're known for a lot of other things, a lot of other things. In fact, I was thinking last week when we got the news that Joey Bishop had died, they showed clips of him doing his late night show and also filling in for Carson a lot. And you and I have spoken a few times, but I've never gotten any Carson stories out of you. And you guest hosted for him and guested on that show over 100 times, right?
Well, I understand. I guest hosted 87 times, I think, and then, of course, made a lot of appearances as a guest.
Yeah.
And John was a good friend, a great friend, and he had a particular thing he did with me that, you're pre-interviewed, and so the interviewer would say, what do you want to talk about? And you say, well, have Johnny ask me. We just came back from a trip with the Rickles, you know, and Bob has a funny story about Don aboard ship, you know, and that's the first question out of the box. And so I come out, and Don, you know, welcomes me, and he turns to me and he says, "Do you ever go skeet shooting?" And I looked at him like, what are you doing? So big. You know I don't have anything on speech. And he'd get that impish look on his face, and his lip would kind of curl. But the one thing about John, you felt very good because he would never leave you out there. You know, he would always make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you see, you know, some talk show hosts they try to look good, and the show isn't going to last if you do it that way. You know, you want to have the guests come off well.
Absolutely. Wasn't there a night when you went on there as another guest? Somebody didn't show up and
yeah, Dennis Hopper didn't show up, and I got a call late in the afternoon from Freddie DeCordova, and he said something came up with Dennis, and he can't make it. He said, can you come do the show? Well, there's like 2 or 3 hours. I said, yeah, sure, okay. And they said, well, what do you want to talk about? And I said, well, why don't we do Dennis's notes, you know? And so I went on, and Johnny said, what of your films are you most proud of? And I said, I think Five Easy Pieces probably I'm most proud of. And I did all the answers to Dennis's question. I think Johnny explained, he said, I hate to throw these questions away, so let me do this. But that's the way, it was pretty loose. And I always said, you know, when you followed Johnny, when the monologue didn't work, you knew you were in trouble because he was going down with the ship and he was taking everyone down with him.
So if you were going to be the first guest out, you knew it was going to be a little rougher for you from him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, see, I had publicly stated that I would be sitting at home watching the show and absolutely be hysterical when I saw John go in the dumper. You know, I thought it was the funniest thing because he especially when he was dying, he was funnier. And he'd have the mic boom come down, and he'd bang on it to make sure it was on, and do all kinds of stuff. So when I told him that, then he said, and then one I'm waiting to come out, and I know the monologue hasn't gone the way Johnny wanted it to go, and so he introduced me, and I refused to come out. I just stayed behind the curtain because I knew it was waiting for me the minute I walked out.
But you could also relate to that. I mean, because of all of your television success and your stand-up success, I mean, going back to 1960, you go out in front of a crowd, like even still today, you're still touring and you do that, you're doing your stand-up act, they're on your side from the moment you're there. But there must have been days early on or even throughout that where you just bombed yourself on stage.
Yeah, you never, I played the Chase Hotel in St. Louis, as a matter of fact. I played I think it was the Roof. Is the Chase still there?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I played there in 19, 1960. I don't think the album was even out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, as a stand-up, you just never take anything for granted. You know, a singer can blame it on a lousy arrangement, but a stand-up, you're just kind of out there by yourself, and if you're dying, you're dying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so even today, I mean, this is 47 years later, when I go out to perform, there's still that in the back of my mind, you know, is this going to work?
Oh, you got to be confident that at least the first 10 minutes they're going to give you.
Well, generally, yeah. Generally it does, but you just can't assume that. You have to be prepared for it not working.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a date, say in St. Louis at the Chase or whatever, and around 6 o'clock at night, and the show's at 8, I'll start pacing. It's a routine I go through.
Wow.
Get the juices going, you know.
Well, I hope you do come back to St. Louis soon. It's been quite a while since I've seen you in person, but the book is a terrific memoir and full of wonderful stories. And congratulations on convincing the publisher that a paperback edition would sell a few copies, too.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Bob.
Thank you.
Bob Newhart here on the Paul Harris Show. The book is called I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This and Other Things That Strike Me as Funny. And by the way, that title comes from the kind of shorthand that the comedians have, professional comedians who've been around for a while. They have this shorthand with each other where they're just telling each other punchlines. Everybody knows the setup to the joke, especially the old jokes. And I think this happens in every profession. People always remember, oh, you remember that time that Jim did the thing with the wrench? You don't have to know what the whole thing was. Everybody laughs because they remember it. Same thing with the title of Bob's book, I Shouldn't Even Be Doing This. If you want to find out what the setup is, buy the book. We'll have a link to it on KMOX.com. And as always, with all the books we have on there, when you buy it, a portion of the proceeds will go to St. Louis Children's Hospital. Bob Newhart here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.